Haftarah Shabbos Kodesh Parsha Shmini Gemara in Masechet Sota Daf Lamed Hey Omad Aleph Zokte Hey Lege Gemara Vayichar Le David Al Asher Paratz Hashem Peretz Pe'uza. Navi tells us how David was very upset, very sad, very disturbed, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had punished Uzzah at David's very own Hachnasah Sefer Torah / Hachnasas Aron HaKodesh Luchas HaBris, and David was considered having received a punishment that his big event, his big Hamlocha, was disturbed by the death of Uzzah. So David was very bothered by this. David was very sad, he was very broken. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Darshan, says the Gemara, Shenishtanu Panav Kicharora. Vayichal David means that his face looked beet red, looked like a ugo which is baked on coals, looked burnt, he looked terrible. Elo mi'atafek de gemar, chalhecha dechsi v'yichar hachinami. Every time it says v'yichar in the Tanakh, you're going to say it means the person changed colors. Says the gemar, hasam ksiv af. Normally it says v'yichar af. Hocho loy ksiv af. Here it only says v'yichar. So v'yichar on its own, without the word af, means changing colors. Okay. So David was very, very upset. He looked terrible. He was very disturbed by what had happened. Then the Gemara says, Darash Rava, Mipnima Nenesh David. Why did David receive this terrible Einish? That Uzzah died through him. It was because of him. Right, but quickly, what's the story in the Haftarah? David, by the Chazal Sefer Torah, he told the family of Avinadav who had been storing the Aron HaKodesh in Kiryas Yarim, he told them to put the Aron HaKodesh on a new agola. Instead of carrying it, they put it on an agola, and it was a very nice new agola, and it looked like it was going to fall in the middle, and Uzzah tried to stop it, and he got punished. You don't help the Aron. The Aron doesn't need any help, like the Gemara explains. So, why did David get punished? David in Tehillim in Kuf Yutes refers to the Torah as Zemirois. Shenemar, Zemirois, Hayu Lichu Kecha, Beveis Miguroi. Whenever I was scared, whenever I was running away, whenever I was being troubled by different enemies who were out to frighten me, Zemirois, Hayu Lichu Kecha. Your Torah became for me, your mitzvahs became for me, Zemirois, became music, it made things lighter. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Divrei Torah, Shekasa behen hisif einecha boi ve'einenu. Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David, who concerning the Torah it says, if you just blink, you lose it. Torah could go in a second. If you're not careful, you don't watch out, you're going to lose your Torah. After Kari Eisen Zmiris, you call it a song. You call it just a light little thing, like a niggin, na 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 na, that's just a song, that's it. You don't take Torah more seriously, David. Hareini machshilcha bedavar, Sha'afilu tinoike shabbis rabban yoyin oisei. I'm going to have you fall in something which even little children know. The Chassid, it says a pasuk in the Chumash. Every kid knows a pasuk in the Chumash. It says in Parshas Nasai, when Moshe Rabbeinu was allocating Gershon, Kohath and Merari, each one of their jobs. So Gershon carries this, Merari carries this thing, and everybody does it on the wagons. And Kohath, Levnei Kohath Leinason, Kohath weren't given wagons. They need to carry their jobs. They need to carry the Oroin, the Menorah, the Mizbechois, the Shulchan. They need to carry it on their shoulder. And since they need to carry it on their shoulder, they were not given wagons. Let's say it in the Torah. So every kid knows that they're supposed to carry it on their shoulder. You don't put it on a wagon. So David, why are you putting the Aron HaKodesh on a wagon? V'iu asya ba'aglata, and he brought her on a wagon, and therefore something every kid knows, and therefore David got punished. Azai zok de gemar zos a grava in soite taflam and hey omen aleph. Now, mefarshim are concerned; they want to understand this gemara. What is the connection? What is the midah keneged midah? What's bechlal the pshat that because David in Tehillim refers to Tyre the mitzvahs as a mirois? Because of that, he was nichshol in forgetting this halacha and putting the aron on the agala. L'chayr, putting the aron on the agala means he forgot a pasuk in the Chumash. Very strange. That seems to be the pasuk shot of the Gemara. That David forgot a pasuk in Chumash. Forgot a pasuk in Chumash. What does that have to do with the fact that he called Tyre Zmiris? He's a little bit there is Madrega Mizalzal in the Torah by calling it Zmirois. Torah is more than Zmirois. Gemara speaks about this a few places. So David HaMelech, because he called, he lessened the Chashivas of Torah and called it Zmirois. Because he had to forget a Pasuk, how is it connected? And especially since the Gemara also brought the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, David, Torah says, it says about it, Hisif Enecha Bo'i Ve'inenu, if you just blink, you lose the Torah. It means the Torah was Pashup Shah, that he forgot. How does forgetting connect to the fact that he called it Zmirois? So the Netziv, and this is brought down, it's from a bunch of Netzivs together, Netziv in Ala Torah, Netziv in his Pirush on Sefri, Netziv Ala Shas on this Gemara and Saita. It's all brought together in the Sefer Dvar Emek of the Netziv Anach. The Netziv has a beautiful Mahalach to explain this Gemara, which I'd like to share with you today. Two sub-shatim, two little mini-mahalchim, which are really one. The Tziv learns that the Pasuk Zemiris Hayali Chukecha, and he has a very big arichas on this, Chukim does not just refer to mitzvahs. Chukim refers to the way Yitzhah learned Torah. L'mashal, Im bichukoi sai teilechu, and Chazal say, Shetiyu amelim matayra. So Chayk doesn't just mean a mitzvah, which you understand, you don't understand. Chayk also refers to learning Torah and being chokek, getting deeper into it, kratzing into it, delving into it, not being superficial in your learning. And that is the theme of today's shir. Not being superficial in your learning. Learn everything ba'amkas. You're learning a pasuk in Chumash, you're learning the parsha, but learn it as deeply as possible. You're learning a mishnah, you're learning a gemara. Don't be satisfied with the basic pshat. Be satisfied with the basic pshat la'umkai, in a deep way. As much as possible, think about it, delve into it, really, really put in the effort to understand it all the way. And the Tziv learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taina on David, according to his Madrega, Kaviyachol, on his Madrega, David calling it Zmiris, was sort of saying how Torah is getting to him easy. He has easy time. What should he do? He learns Yevamos, it's very easy for him. He learns Erevin, it's an easy Masechta. He finds it very easy. What do you want from him? No, learn it more, learn it deeper. Don't be satisfied with an easy way of learning. Make it as deep an experience as possible. I'm not talking about being childish and just opening Sfarim. That's childish. We're talking about whatever you do, whatever you're learning, try to understand in the deepest way possible. Try to learn all your Bekiyas, learn it Be'in. And that was, says in the Tziv, what it means when it says, Miras Hayuli Chukecha, the Mashal, it says in the Pasuk, Magid Dvar Liyakov, Chukav Mishpatav Liyisrael, Kla Yisrael, when they learn Torah, says in the Tziv, they learn it b'chayk, with depth. And the Goyim also know a little bit Bible. They also have Shemitz B'Noach, but they don't have the mitzvahs with chayk. It doesn't come with chayk, with depthness. It just comes in a very, very shallow way. So by David saying, Zmiris Hayu L'Chukecha, Rabbi Yishalem obviously appreciated. David needs to say how much he enjoys Torah, and it's Zmiris, and it's wonderful, and it cheers him up. And when he's being scared, Rebbeis Mugurai, he finds it, gives him Koiches to continue, but there was a little bit at Lefi Madrigosi at Taino that Zemiris is something that does not have much effort. You sit around with your friends and you sing and you have a Geshmak of Kumsitz, but Torah has to be with Ema, with Yira, with seriousness and not Bizmiris. And now we'll see how the Netziv continues on. Netziv learns in two different ways that David HaMelech never forgot this Pasuk in Chumash. The Gemara doesn't mean to say he forgot a Pasuk in Chumash that says, and they weren't given a wagon. That he literally forgot this pasuk, but it means that he misinterpreted this pasuk. He darshened it in the wrong way. He darshened it in too much of a superficial way. He didn't learn it deeply enough, and that was midah keneged midah for having called it miras ayli chikacha. Because the Baruch Hu says to him, hisef einecha bo'i ve'inenu means if you don't put in that much effort, you blink. Not meaning that you forget it. If you blink and you're kind of yawning and being tired about it, you're not putting in enough, well, you might miss the real pshat. You might miss the emek pshat. We're not talking about shikha, says the Netziv. We're talking about amkus, amelus patayra. And that is how the Netziv is going to learn this story in one of two ways. And this one of two ways is based on a machlaikis. Who were these people that were carrying the aron on the wagon? Who was driving the wagon? So in the Haftarah we learn that there were two brothers from the Avinadav family who were leading this wagon, which on the wagon was the Arayin HaKadosh with the Luchas HaBris and the Sefer Torah Shekasa Moshe. Who were these people? So the Navi itself tells us that Avinadav family were the ones who had been hosting the Aron in Kiryas Yearim. But who were they? So there's a Machlokes, the Medrash Rabbah, and the Safri in Parshas Nasai. Both of them in Parshas Nasai. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nasai says that when David came back home, Achitofel gave him Musar about his mistakes that he had made during this Achnasas Sefer Torah, and he told him, "Halevim noisem es aron, ve'ena kehanim noisem es aron." You're supposed to have Levim carrying the aron, not kehanim. But kasef noisem, they carried on their shoulders, ve'loy al agol, not an agola. So besides the fact that he put it on agola, says that the taina was, why do you give it to Avinadav? You're supposed to be giving it to Levim, not to kehanim, not to anybody else. So according to the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nasai, Avinadav were not Levim. However, in the Sifri on Parshas Nasai, on that pasuk, Rav Nosson Omer, Mikan Nisalim Eini David. David forgot about this pasuk. Vnei Kos Lo Nosson. Like we're explaining, means he didn't forget it, but he didn't understand it correctly. We darshened it wrong. Shaloi Nosu Levim Es Oren Ela Ba'Agola. Because these Levim by David were carrying in the Agola. Remember, Yikiu Es Oren Lekim El Agola Chadasha. Which means, the Sifri says they were Levim, but there was one problem carrying in the Agola. So the Medrash Rabbah holds that there was two mistakes. Besides the Agola, it was also a mistake that they weren't Levim, and the Sifri holds that they weren't Levim. Based on this, the Nitziv says he has two Mahalchim, one for the Medrash and one for the Sifri. It says in the Pasuk of Parshas Nasai, Ulevnei Kahas Loi Nasan, they weren't given wagons, only Gershon and Meraya were given wagons to travel through the Midbar. Because Kahas has a special job. David HaMelech made the following drasha, but it wasn't enough. It was a great drasha, but it wasn't enough. What was the drasha? According to the Medrash, it went as follows. Aleihem means on the Bnei Kahas, on these Levim, on the Kahasites. David says, if I give it to the Levim, then they need to carry it on their shoulders. Levim have to carry it on their shoulders. But if I give it to somebody else, not to Levim, to non-Levites, maybe to Kehanim or Yisraelim, then they don't have to carry it on their shoulders for carrots. They shouldn't be carrying it on their shoulders. They should be putting on a new wagon. So David darshens, Ki avoydes HaKadosh Aleihem, means when the Levim are carrying it, Bakosev Yisoh, they should make sure to do Bakosev. But if it's not Levim, you don't need Bakosev. So the Medrash Rabbah holds that David HaMelech felt, this was a mistake, that he could put the Aron on Agola because it wasn't Levim. Avinadav were not Levim. And Achitofel tells him you made two mistakes. First of all, it shouldn't have been on Agola. And secondly, it's supposed to be with Levim. So in other words, then there's a double leaning from the Pasuk. Ki avodas HaKodesh Aleihem. Aleihem means it has to be on the Levim, and not only on the Levim, Uva Kosev Yisoh. David thought there's only one drasha. Ki avodas HaKodesh Aleihem. If it's a Levim, then Kosev Yisoh. No, there's two dinim. There's a din Aleihem, it should be the Levim. And not only should it be Levim, Shiba Kosev Yisoh. And you thought you made a drasha, but it wasn't enough of a drasha. You didn't go deep enough. It was the Miris Ayelichu Kecha. If you would have darshened it deeply enough, says Achitofel, according to Medrash Rabbah, you would have darshened that you need to have Levim, and these Levim have to carry it on their shoulder. How about if we go according to the Sifri? Who the Sifri says that it was Levim, and there was only one time that they didn't carry it on their shoulder. So what was David's mistake then? Suggests the Nitziv, in Shevet Levi, this Gershon Gehasa Merari. Now, Tariq Mitzvahs, are mitzvahs which are not one-time mitzvahs. A mitzvah which is l'dairis, l'mashal, a mitzvah to eat from the Eitz HaChayim and not to eat from the Eitz HaDas. The issue to eat from Eitz HaDas is not counted in Tariag mitzvahs. That was a special mitzvah for Adam and Gan Eden. It's not an everlasting mitzvah. The mitzvah to bring all the kosher animals into the Teva is a mitzvah for Nech. It's not counted in Tariag mitzvahs according to anybody. The mitzvah says in its Siv that only Shevet Kahas should be carrying the Aron. Whenever you need to travel, it should be Shevet Kahas. Is not counted L'chaira, as a mitzvah l'dairis. L'chaira, one might think, any Levite, anybody from Shevet Levi, could be carrying the Aron. If we ever need to travel from place to place, anybody from Shevet Levi is allowed to carry. It doesn't have to be Dafka Kahas. And therefore, David HaMelech, Avada, knew that you have to have Shevet Levi, and Avinadav, like the Sifri says, was Shevet Levi, and that wasn't the mistake. He didn't make a mistake about doing Shevet Levi. But the mistake was that he didn't have Gehoskari, Avinadav, that family, Uzon Achio from Avinadav, they were not from Shevet Gehos. And David thought as follows, the same way as before, but with a new Knech. Luvnei Gehos, Leinason, Ki Avagas Akoyesh Aleim, means when it's Shevet Gehos, Aleim, when it's Shevet Gehos, Bakosiv Yisol. Gehos has to carry it Bakosiv. But if it's not Gehos, if it's a different Levi, of course it has to be a different Levi, but they could put it into Agala. So as long as you're from Gershon or Merari, you can carry it on Agala. No problem. That's what David thought. And the Teretz was, no. It has to be Dafka Kahas. David's mistake was, even according to Zafri, very good that you knew that it was Levi, but it has to be Dafka Kahas. It has to be Kahas, and it has to be Bakasev. And Avinadav should not have been carrying it. Why did he give it to Avinadav? Oh, very nice. He had a very good chashm for giving it to Avinadav. Avinadav had stored it, so he was mechaber them to continue on and bring the be in charge of the actual transportation to Yerushalayim as a reward for having stored the Aron Kodesh. But it was wrong. Either because they weren't from Levi, like the Medrash Rabba, or even if they were from Sheva Levi, but they weren't from Gehos. And David only had learned part of the Drasha, the part that says, if it's the right one, carry back Kosev. But he didn't realize that it's not allowed to be anybody else. It has to be Levi Gehos, and therefore it has to be carried on the shoulder. Now, the Medrash Rabba and the Sefri both bring a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, Perek, Tesvav, and the Navi there is the Navi Ksuvim is speaking about David HaMelech instructing the carrying of the Aron HaKodesh after this story happened. So it says, "Vayomer lehem," David told the different Kehanim and Levim, "Atem," the Kehanim and Levim, he spoke to them, "Atem Rashi Yoavis HaLevim," you're the heads of the families, "Hiskatshu Atem Va'achechem, V'halisem Eis Aron Hashem L'Kei Yisrael El HaChinois Yiloi." Please bring the Aron HaKodesh to where it's supposed to go. Ki, says David, originally, loyatem, it wasn't you. Paras Hashem, that's what we got punished. Gilei derashnu kamishri, we didn't do it properly. We had the wrong people bring it up. Who are these wrong people? We'll be told in the machlokes. Either a bechlal wasn't Shevet Levi, or it was Levi, but it wasn't from Kahas. So in part two, which is also in Haftarah, when David, after the Aaron goes to the family of Edom Magiti, then David continues the Chas Sefer Torah a couple months later, continues the Achnasas Aaron HaKadosh. This time, he said, we don't want to do what we did last time. Vayiskatcho, Kehanim Alevim, Lahalis, Aaron Hashem, Lekei Yisrael, Vayisu, Bnei Alevim, Esa Aaron Lekid, Bnei Alevim, either referring to Stam, in general, Shevet Levi, or specifically Shevet Kahas, they brought it up, Kesher Siva, Maisha, Kedvar Hashem, on the shoulders, on the poles, like they were supposed to. If Kehanim are actually kosher or not, the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos, we won't speak about it today. Just we wanted to just mention this Machlokes. David HaMelech made a beautiful drasha, but it wasn't enough of a drasha. Hashem was showing him, even when you learn, even when you're dashing, even when you're being chaykek, and you're being amal b'tayra, go further, go deeper. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, you can nishal and make a mistake, and something terrible could come out. And this is a lesson which the Gemara is trying to teach us to learn from the Haftarah. We learn Torah. Don't be satisfied with the easy pshat. It could be a simple pshat, but understand it in depth as much as possible. Shabbos.